This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Michael Irvin. Michael is the CEO of the Palms of Pasadena Hospital. He's also a longtime HCA leader and can talk to us about Palms of Pasadena, about leadership development at HCA, which does a remarkable job of developing leaders, and also a piece of advice that he would give incoming CEOs. Michael, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Michael Irvin, CEO of Palms Pasadena Hospital here in Pasadena, Florida, affiliate of HCA. And actually, Scott, I transitioned to HCA in April of this year. So as you can imagine, transitioning into in the middle of a pandemic was quite challenging. But I can tell you that the resiliency that we've seen from this team here and just this hospital, the culture, just outweighs all the challenges that come our way. So super proud of this team here. They've made my transition very smooth, and I can't say enough about our team. But I come from Central Florida. I started my career over at Lake Wales Medical Center in Central Florida, and I got into operations, and that kind of moved me around the Southeast. Moved from Lake Wales Medical Center over to Enterprise, Alabama, Medical Center Enterprise for a few years. And then from there, I promoted over to Hattiesburg, Mississippi to Merit Health Wesley. And from Merit Health Wesley, after spending a few years there as their COO, I moved down to Bayfront Health Spring Hill, Spring Hill, Florida, as CEO for almost 3 years. And then that brought me to Palms of Pasadena this year in April. So been around the Southeast, did the complete loop, and here we are.
Well, congratulations. Talk for a moment about becoming CEO there in the middle of the pandemic, and sort of what it feels like to be an incoming CEO in a spot of sort of crises, or what can be a crisis.
Well, you know, it's a little scary. We come in, you know, and first and foremost, I think all CEOs will agree when you transition from hospital to hospital, you want to look for growth opportunities. You want to look for, you know, how can I grow this hospital? How can I better serve this community that we're in? What's working well today? What gaps are in place? What processes are in place? What things do we need to identify as we talk about the 3 points of pride? Next question: what things can we identify to get the ball rolling? But it was different this time. You come in the middle of a pandemic. The best thing you can do is be visible. Make sure that your team has everything they need to be successful. Make sure that you're there for support for the most part. And I think that's the biggest thing is everybody on the team made sure that everybody, all of our frontline workers were taken care of. I mean, you can imagine throughout the building, just the pressures that COVID has put throughout the facilities, not just Palms, but all the healthcare facilities that are facing this pandemic, corralling those patients in certain corridors of the hospital. And then you got the nursing teams that are specifically working with the COVID patients and the stresses that they are put through on a daily basis. So I think the main thing is be available to them, talk to them, talk through the situations with them, and just make them aware that we're here and we're all in this together and working through these processes until we can see what this this new normal looks like for all of us.
And take a moment and talk about points of pride in the hospital that you're CEO of today. Talk about a few points of pride.
The 3 points of pride that come to mind for me that I'm very proud to speak of is patient satisfaction. Our ER throughput and patient satisfaction inside of that, and our quality metrics. And I'll go back to the first part of that in just a second. But to me as a CEO, if you have great patient satisfaction, you got good throughput measures through your hospital, and especially at the front door of your hospital being the ER, good patient sat there, all those things flow together. And then you put quality on top of that, everything else follows. So volume follows, people choose your hospital over others. Because it's very easy today to jump online and look at quality outcomes, look at patient SAT scores, look at reviews, Google reviews, all these things. Technology has made it very easy for us to access hospitals and caregivers. And we got to be very mindful of that as we move our hospitals forward. And we should want to have the best hospital around for that matter. And that's what we strive to do. So going back to patient satisfaction, I'm very proud of this hospital. The culture here, I speak very highly of the culture here because that's what transitions the patient satisfaction. If you want to be at work and you're proud of where you work, the patient satisfaction is going to follow that because you're going to give all those patients that come in the building all of your attention with a smile on your face, no matter what the occasion is. And that's exactly what we have here. I can tell you, beginning of fourth quarter, Palms of Pasadena Hospital has held the number one spot in HCA for quite a while now. I will say that here most recently we did slip to the number seven spot in the company. So it's, you know, that's one of the things you identify. So if you get to the top, you're number one, how do you sustain being number one? And that's what we really strive on here is how do we keep that number one spot? We are still number one in the West Florida division of HCA. So we will continue to work hard on that patient satisfaction side. And I say ER, going into our next point, ER, that's the front door of the hospital. So if you have patients coming in your ER, you set the tone there. A lot of times, if that patient doesn't have a very good experience in the ER, they get admitted, that tone that was set there is just going to flow upstairs. And sometimes it's hard from a service recovery standpoint to overturn that to be a good experience. So our ER, our throughput metrics are great here. Door-to-dock times are great. EMS offload times are great. And that's how you build good relationships with your communities that you serve out there. We do a really good job at that. ER patient satisfaction is number four in HCA right now. And I will say that's out of 100 and 180 plus hospitals. And we are number one in the West Florida division. That moves me into quality metrics. Quality is so important here. Number four in the company from an inpatient infection prevention standpoint. So work hard on our quality metrics. We have some great incentive programs. We got a great quality department that really gets our floors, competitive up there when it comes to, you know, CLABSIs, CODIs, MRSA, MRSA, CDIF. We've had zero of all those categories in over a year, which is unheard of. So we're very proud of that. So when you think about patient safety and you think about Google reviews and you think about the patient that's nervous, that's going to look you up coming in the hospital, quality plays such a big role in that because they want to feel good and they want to feel safe about where they're about to receive their care. So we're very big on our quality metrics here when it comes to patient satisfaction, patient safety, infection prevention. You think about Foley's and central lines. We haven't had an infection in our ICU in over 2 years. So we speak highly of those things. So when you ask me about the three points of pride, I have to say patient satisfaction, throughput, throughout the building, ER, front door of the hospital, and quality metrics. And I can tell you, if you have all those things in line and hardwired, the rest will follow. The community will trust in you. The physicians that serve this hospital will trust in you. They'll trust in those results, and the growth will come from there.
And so you're having ultimately a great leadership career. Take a moment and talk about, Michael, what advice would you give to incoming leaders? Because you're right, incoming leaders want to find growth. They also want to get ahead of their skis. They want to make sure they get the relationships right. Talk about what advice you would give to incoming leaders or an incoming CEO of a system or a hospital.
I think for me, the three pieces of advice that I could give to an incoming CEO is, number one, listen. All of these hospitals have very tenured, very smart people that have been there for a long time. Listen to them, get the background, learn about all the bones in the building, learn about all the key players in the building, learn about the community. So listen first and foremost, and take time to evaluate the culture that's at hand. Evaluate the team's morale, evaluate those things. Don't react in a very quick way. You got to take a step back coming in and just kind of learn about the place, learn about the people inside of it. And that takes time. I mean, if I had to tell you a day count, I would probably say take 90 days to evaluate those things and just learn as much as possible. And then I go into what I generally do as a CEO, and then I'll go into identifying the three top opportunities that the hospital has. A lot of CEOs out there may want to, you know, get in that growth mode very quickly and start throwing a bunch of things on the wall that we're going to do that just really aren't realistic. There's always opportunities inside a hospital that you can capitalize on. So for me, learn what those major opportunities are from a service line standpoint, identify them, whether if it's two or three things, capitalize on those things, identify the gaps, identify the processes that are in place inside of those, the physicians involved, the team that's involved, making sure everything is sound, and capitalize on them, and you'll be surprised at how much growth will come from just those two to three items that you are identifying as an opportunity. And then after that, if you get those things hardwired and moving in the right direction, then move into your next initiative. So it goes back to the saying, you know, find a goal, set a goal, reach the goal, find a new goal. So identify those goals that are existing and then move into your new goals to grow the hospital. So, you know, that kind of stuff takes time, but I think they're overlooked more often than not.
Well, fantastic, Michael. Just a pleasure. And I love sort of very straightforward approach to leadership is learn, figure out priorities, set clear priorities, not throwing mud against the wall, setting very clear priorities, go after those. And then it comes back to no way around us. We're resetting new goals again or re-strengthening the goals we have. But I love the straightforward approach to leadership. Any words of encouragement that you would give to your team through this COVID-19 period of time? Anything you'd like to give it, you know, is words of inspiration or encouragement to your group?
Sure. You know, this stuff is real. You know, we hear a lot of different opinionated people out there when it comes to COVID-19. We're living and breathing it. It's real. It's here. It's not going away. Be sensitive with your teams. Be sensitive with your staff. Be available to your staff. Round often. Round on the weekends. Round at night. Make touch points with those staff members that you don't get to see very often. Make sure that they know that you're there. Make sure the front lines know that you are aware of what's going on and you're here to support them from a PPE standpoint, right? From an appreciation standpoint, because at the end of the day, if they lose trust in us, then everything else goes away. Our caregivers are our biggest asset, and we got to remind ourselves of that each and every day.
Thank you very much, Michael. I think great words and a great pleasure to visit with you. I want to thank you, Michael Irvin, President and CEO of Palmas of Pasadena in Florida and HCA Hospital, for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Just terrific, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for having me. Been a pleasure.